This is the Locked On Reds podcast, the debut show. So much to get to today. I'm James Erpine on Twitter, at James Erpine, at Locked On Reds. It feels good to say that. If you haven't checked it out yet, we are doing this every single day. It's a Locked On Reds podcast. Our Twitter page is up, and you should follow there at Locked On Reds. We will get on all the platforms from iTunes to Spotify to Stitcher, etc. Once we get a couple episodes up here on Megaphone, then we have to apply and go through all the business. But I will be tweeting out links to the Locked On Reds podcast until we're up, and you can subscribe on whatever platform you listen. If you're new to this, if you're just a Reds fan, I'm James Erpine. I'm host of the Locked On Bengals podcast as well. If you're one of those that listens to both and is excited for Locked On Bengals and Locked On Reds, welcome. This is going to be a different podcast. It's going to sound different. There's going to be different guests, of course, and I'm excited for it. We got a RedsMinorLeagues.com, Doug Gray. He's going to be on every single week with us during the season. I got a guy by the name of Chad Dotson. If you're familiar with my work at ESPN 1530, I've talked with him. He's going to join us once a week this season. Working on some other things, but I will tell you this. It's going to be different. You're going to hear more voices, different voices. Baseball season's a long season. The last thing you want is me coming in and breaking down the eighth inning. I'll do that at times. There will be times where I do that and discuss pitching changes and things like that. But at the same time, you want it fresh. You want different voices. You want different opinions. And we're going to give them to you here on the Locked On Reds podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And let's get to it. Because as much as I want to talk about how great this is going to be, and we are going to have a website with this, LockedOnReds.com. It's under construction right now. We'll be up shortly. And I will be looking for writers for that as well. So if you're interested in that, listening to this podcast, love baseball, want to write for a Reds website, you can reach out to me. You can direct message me on Twitter, at James Erpine. Also, email works as well, James Erpine at ESPN1530.com. Let's dive in, because to me, you want to hear about the Reds, not about this podcast. The meat of this is what you're going to get Reds-wise. And let's start with the greatest Reds player in my lifetime. Let me make sure I can say that. Probably. Actually, I think I can say that. I think he might be ahead of my guy, B. Larkin. Joey Votto. And Joey Votto said something yesterday. He was talking to Jeremy Rowell of Fox 19 here locally. And he said something yesterday that stood out to me. I think it'll stand out to you, and I want you to listen to this. It's just over a minute long. This is Joey Votto talking about the rebuild, how fans are feeling about the rebuild, how he's feeling about the rebuild, and how bad he wants to win. Here's Joey Votto with Jeremy Rowell, Fox 19, yesterday.
I think often about the Reds fan base, and the last thing I would want for them to feel is a sense of apathy. I don't want them for 1 year to carry over into four, to carry over into a decade. And so that really bothers me, and I really am fearful of that. And, you know, selfishly, I have a limited number of years in my career. I've been in Cincinnati for a long time. I desperately want to win not one, two rings before I leave. Two rings. So selfishly, as a Reds fan, a player, I really just I'm so tired of losing, and I know everybody at home is, but I don't want to be comfortable with it. I don't want it to be okay, and I don't want the conversation to always be in the rebuilding vein. I think it needs to get going now. As far as us, winning a championship this year, I'm not sure. I would never say yay or nay, but we've got to make a major turn this year, and we have to head in a positive direction. We can't lose the people in Cincinnati. I would like to think it's a baseball city, and we owe the baseball fans of Cincinnati a much, much better show.
So that's Joey Votto. And what that means to me, what that says to me, is Joey Votto, one, is sick of losing. Is sick of losing. I put that on my blog yesterday, and I tweeted out a link to it, and people were like, well, that means Joey Votto wants out. And I don't think it means that. What I think it means is he's pissed off and tired of losing. He's upset. He's annoyed. He's frustrated. He feels the fans' pain, and he wants you to know that he feels it too. the pressure. He's tired of the rebuild. He's tired of going through the motions. He's honestly probably tired, and I think Joey Votto does a good job of ignoring stuff like people like me talking into microphones and people writing about him. At the same time, he's probably tired of people like me and people writing about him. Tired of us saying, yeah, maybe next year. Wins and losses don't matter. How many times have we heard that over the past couple years? Wins and losses don't matter for the Reds. How do the young guys look? Joey Votto's like, man, I'm fourth best in the major leagues according to MLB Network. According to MLB Network, I'm the fourth best player. By the way, you're going to hear why coming up in just a few minutes here on the Locked On Reds podcast. I had one of the best seasons, if not the best season last year of my career. I'm getting better. I'm doing everything I can to get better, and this team is where? No. That's not the expectation. That's not what I want. And that, to me, speaks volumes. He doesn't want to wait till 2019 to see how these young pitchers are. Now, does that mean that the Reds are going to win a bunch of games this year? I hope to God. That would be great. I mean, it would be great for the podcast. It'd be great for fans. It'd be great for me. It'd be great all together. I mean, I've been a Reds fan my entire life. Grew up in Cincinnati. The last thing I want is the Reds to suck again. It's not good for business, but it's not fun. I love when the Reds are winning. It makes the summer so much better in Cincinnati. Honestly, it makes it so much better. If you grew up here, if you're familiar with it, that you understand. And so I love the fact that he's willing to come out and say that. I mean, it would be like AJ Green coming out and saying, look, we're not having another losing season. That's not acceptable. It's not going to happen. And how many of you would love for him to say that? Now, with Joey Votto, it's one of those things where it was well thought out. He clearly knows the grumbling, the rumblings behind the scenes of amongst fans, amongst talk show hosts like myself, amongst journalists. He's tired of losing, and he's only getting older. He ain't getting any younger, so he wants to win now. So to me, I look at this, and I love it. I love that an MVP-type player, an MVP-caliber player, the Reds' best player, comes out and says, you know what? I'm tired of waiting around. I'm sick of this rebuild. I know fans are sick of it. I'm sick of it. Losing is unacceptable, and I don't want to do it anymore. I want to win rings, and not one, but two. I want to win championships. That's the goal. And so I don't know how you can't like that. So much has been made of Joey Votto's contract throughout his career since he signed that extension, $225 million extension. And say what you want about that money, but so far, Joey Votto's been worth it. He's been worth it. I mean, I look at what he makes and the production we've gotten from him and the Reds have gotten from him over the past couple seasons, and now he comes out and says something like that, which to me is good. It lets the young guys know, hey, we're not waiting around. I don't care what the Brewers are doing. I don't care what the Cubs are supposed to do. Obviously, the Cardinals are the Cardinals. I don't care. I'm tired of the rebuild. And I'm the best player, and I'm the one who works the hardest. So guess what? We're all going to work our tails off and get it right. Now, does it actually result? Does it end up leading to more wins? Does it lead to more? I'm not sure. I do think it changes the mindset. Or Joey Votto's at least trying to. Trying to get the mindset in the direction of, hey, the goal is to win. Yeah, I know Zach Cozart isn't here and Brandon Phillips isn't here, and I'm like the lone vet, and it's a bunch of other guys. It doesn't matter. We're trying to win. We're trying to win, and we're going to win, and that's it. This losing crap, I don't work my tail off all offseason. I don't go out there and put an MVP-caliber season up to win 68 games. And if you're a fan, you hear that and you're like, thank you. You feel it too. Because of course they do as players. They feel it too. But this lets you know, yeah, I'm feeling the pain too. Joey's feeling the pain, the same pain that the fans have felt in recent years. And one thing about Joey, he's great. We're going to find out how great he is from MLB Network in just a minute. I'm James Erpine. This is the debut show of the Locked On Reds podcast. You can subscribe right now on Megaphone. I will tweet out links at James Erpine, at Locked On Reds, each and every day. And then once we get up on iTunes and all the other platforms, Stitcher, Google Play, we will certainly let you know that. LockedOnReds.com coming out soon. Also, if you're a Bengals fan, new to the Locked On Podcast Network, check out my podcast, Locked On Bengals. It's 315 episodes in. We've done it for over a season and a half. Great stuff, over a year and a half, rather. And it's great, great stuff in my mind. I love the back and forth with listeners. I get guests on that give you insight. We're full on draft mode now at Locked On Bengals and LockedOnBengals.com. So do me a favor, check that out if you haven't yet. And thank you so much for listening to Locked On Reds and the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast, the debut of Locked On Reds. Great to have you in on a Tuesday. Hopefully you had a great holiday. I want you to hear one more thing, and this is MLB Network, because MLB Network ranked the top players in Major League Baseball. And since we started with Joey Votto, we might as well continue the Joey Votto conversation today. Tomorrow, Billy Hamilton on tap. We're going to discuss Billy Hamilton, hear from Billy Hamilton from Goodyear as spring training underway for your Cincinnati Reds. And Joey Votto was ranked fourth on MLB Network. Here's the MLB Network crew on Joey Votto and why they ranked him as the fourth best player in Major League Baseball today.
162 games played. He's durable. And, you know, we see 36 home runs and we see 100 RBIs from other guys. But to play every game and to have an on-base percentage of 454, 454 on base and you play every day, that's remarkable.
You know, he to me has simplified the game. You know, whenever I look at the greatest hitters in the game, I try to envision, okay, how would you get Joey Votto out? There's got to be some place you can go to get him out. You can either, everyone has that Achilles heel, whether it's up and away or up and in or down and away. But what Joey Votto has done quite simply is that because of his on-base percentage and his walks, he does not swing at anything unless it's in the box. So, Bill, I know you try this your entire career. All you want to work on is swinging at good pitches. When you get a good pitch to hit, put a good swing on it. Now, listen, he's got talent galore. His hand-eye coordination, ball, bat to the ball, all of that is extraordinary. Mm-hmm. But he only swings at strikes. He only swings at the ball, that cripple pitch, and that he can kill. And he doesn't miss it.
And that's just terrible. Because it's easier said than done. Because the amount of hitters that go up there in the big leagues, because the stuff that some of these guys on the bump have, you have to chase stuff. And he doesn't.
That's right.
How much easier it is if you actually hit strikes? I think he proves it.
Among players who debuted since World War II, only Barry Bonds has a higher on-base percentage. Mickey Mantle's right behind him.
So that's the MLB Network crew on Joey Votto. Dude's insane. He's insane. I mean, that's what that means. Joey Votto is insane. And that's why, to me, I get it, the angst around the Reds. But the one thing that's always fun to watch is a Joey Votto at-bat. Because I can see, and I know you can see, it doesn't take a baseball diehard to see the wheels turning in his head, him thinking. He has a cerebral approach. He plays baseball the way Tom Brady plays quarterback. It's very one step ahead. Every film session, I was watching that Tom versus Time, and it just shows how Tom Brady studies film, and then he goes and watches more film, and it goes back and forth and back and forth, and he wants to know every little thing that the defense is doing and all the ins and outs and where the receiver's going to be to a centimeter. I mean, to inches. And that's how particular Joey Votto is. And that's how I know he's great. Like, the numbers, that's one thing. But I know Joey Votto is great because he's great at taking something that's a weakness, necessarily. Like, this past offseason, Tom Brady, he couldn't throw the deep ball, right? People talked about him. Yeah, he doesn't throw it deep as much. It's dink and dunk in New England. They get Brandon Cooks, Chris Hogan, and he airs it out. Throws a ton of deep balls, a ton of passes downfield. I mean, just to show, one, that he could do it, two, I think, to catch the defense off guard. And with Joey Votto last year, it was the same thing. People said, yeah, he's not as good of a fielder. He improved his fielding. My broadcast partner, Mo Egger, he talked about this. His base running by metrics, Joey Votto's base running wasn't up to par last year. Something tells us that Joey Votto's base running will be better this year. And so will his on-base percentage will stay the same. Everything else will stay the same, but he'll get better at one of his weaker areas. I love watching Joey Votto. Like, even when the Reds are out of it, September at bat, Joey Votto's dialed in. That's insane to me. While you're at the ballpark, going to get a beer, using the bathroom in the middle of the inning, before the bottom of the inning, before they switch, before three outs happens, you're like, yeah, I'm all right. I'm going to go grab a beer. Because they're out of it. Who cares, right? You just want that Bud Light or you just want whatever beer it is. But to me, I think it's the other way. I think it's the other way when it comes to Joey Votto. There's no way I'm walking to get that beer if Joey Votto's on deck or if Joey Votto's coming up to the plate or if there's a chance he hits that inning because it's risky. I don't want to miss his at-bat. Even on TV, it's worth it. Must-see TV. I'm a baseball nerd, though, a little bit. I like that stuff. I do. I enjoy it. I enjoy watching a guy like Joey Votto, his approach at the plate. I'm James Erpine. This is the debut of Locked On Reds. I figured I'd start with the greatest Reds player probably of my lifetime, which is crazy to think about. I'm 26, and he's got to be. I mean, he's got to be. MVP, so he's got what Barry has. Doesn't have a ring like Barry, but that's not his fault. Obviously, Ken Griffey Jr. Might be better than him, but he wasn't during his Reds career. So, yeah, I think it's Joey. I think it's Joey. I might get some pushback from that, but that's okay. That's okay. I want you to listen. That's what I'm here for. You listening would be perfect here on the Locked On Reds podcast. On Twitter, at Locked On Reds, at James Erpine. And by the way, if you want to advertise, because it's perfect, spring training underway. Pitchers and catchers reported last week. The rest of the skilled players there this week. You're going to hear from Billy Hamilton tomorrow. If you want to advertise with Locked On Reds and get in the ground floor of this and be like our first local advertiser, hit me up. James Erpine at ESPN1530.com, at Locked On Reds, at James Erpine on Twitter. Tomorrow, Billy Hamilton, and I'm working on guests. I'm thinking Doug Gray, RedsMinorLeagues.com, because that's the other thing. If you listen to Locked On Bengals and now you're transitioning and listening to both that and Locked On Reds, the one thing that is different and a huge thing baseball-wise, we're going to have to keep tabs, especially with the Reds, on their minor league system. What's going on in the minors? Who's pitching well? Who's not during the season? Doug Gray, RedsMinorLeagues.com, will join us weekly. Chad Dotson, Cincinnati Magazine, RedLegNation.com, going to join us weekly as well. I'm excited for this podcast. I'm excited that you're listening. I'm excited to get this thing going. And by the way, don't tell anyone over at Locked On Bengals, but I'm totally digging this Locked On Reds logo. I think it's a red thing. I'm a fan of the color red. So I'm partial to this logo over the Locked On Bengals. They're both really good logos. I said this to someone, and they were like, I like both logos. I think I like Locked On Reds a little bit better. Thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back at it tomorrow with some Billy Hamilton. I'm James Erpine. Thank you so much. Until tomorrow, this has been the debut show of the Locked On Reds podcast.